Thanks, buddy. Ephesians chapter 5, and let's read verse 15 down through 21. Ephesians 5, 15 through 21. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to speak to you for the next few minutes on this thought of giving thanks to the Lord. Now, as I was thinking this morning on the way to church, thinking about the message, there are some people that are just not thankful. And I say this every once in a while, and I say it again, and I say it honestly from the very depths of my heart. If you have ever done anything for me and my family that I have not adequately thanked you for, I ask you, first of all, to forgive me for that. I try hard to be thankful. I was raised to be thankful. And if you have ever done something for me or my family, and I have not expressed my thanksgiving to you, either by word or by card, or in some fashion, please forgive me for that. And I say to you now, thank you for whatever it is that you did or gave to me or us. Thank you. There are some people that just do not have the attitude or the spirit of thanksgiving. They are the type of people that you hold the door open for at the gas station, and they go right through and don't say a word. And if I'm feeling kind of cranky, I'll wait till they've got a couple steps in and I'll say, "You're welcome." That's probably not the right thing to do, but some people just do not have a spirit of thanksgiving. They don't say thank you. They don't write it in a card. They don't acknowledge. And I don't know exactly. I'm not here to diagnose that this morning. I don't know if it's an attitude of entitlement. I don't know if it's an attitude of selfishness. I don't know what it is. But I thought about this morning. And if we're unthankful in these type of things, small things, we don't thank people for what they do for us, then I've got to guess that we're probably not thankful to the Lord. It only makes sense. If you're not thankful to people down here on this earth that do good things for you, nice things for you, if you can't eke out a thank you and show appreciation to them for that, then you probably are not thankful to the Lord. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I want to look at a couple things from verse 20 of Ephesians 5. And I want us to see, first of all, that what we're talking about here now is our thanksgiving toward God. Okay? The sermon is not our thanksgiving toward one another. That's kind of the preamble, you know. That's kind of the introduction, that we should be thankful to one another. We should develop the habit of gratitude. At the very least, you should look someone in the eye and shake their hand or hug their neck and say thank you. At the very least. But that's not what the sermon is about. The sermon is about our thankfulness toward God. And the Bible says here in verse number 20 that we ought to give thanks always. In other words, our thanksgiving should be continual. Continual. There shouldn't be a time in which we don't give thanks to the Lord. We should always be thankful to God. I mean, He's worthy of it at all times. He is worthy of our thanksgiving in the morning when we get up. He is worthy of our thankfulness at noon as we eat our noon meal. He is worthy of our thankfulness in the evening as we close our day and we go to bed. The Bible says in Psalm 113 and verse number 3, Psalm 113 and verse number 3. Now listen, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Did you hear that? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, from sunrise to sunset, from daybreak to nightfall, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in heaven, is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be thanked. He's worthy to be honored all day long. We should be conscious of the fact that all the good that we enjoy from morning until evening is from God. All things come from Him. Every good thing that you say, well, I'm not a morning person. You know, and some of us aren't. We don't like to talk. We're grumpy in the morning, you know. And some people are like that. But you know what? He woke you up. Amen. God woke you up. And everyone in this room had the strength to put both feet out of under the covers and onto the floor and get up and make your way here this morning. Be thankful always. Be thankful continually. Listen, if He's worthy at all times, then we should thank Him at all times. We should praise Him at all times. Psalm 34, Psalm chapter 34. And the truth is, and I'm not shaming you at all. I'm not trying to embarrass you at all. You have to know my heart and understand my heart. But the truth is, every person in this room should have, and you did at the end, I helped you, but you should have been able to thank and praise the Lord. Psalm 34 and verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. Listen. When you realize that every breath in and every exhale is from God, right? It is God. It is God who holds our breath in the palm of His hand. And He could close that hand at any time. But God is giving us every breath. Every breath we breathe is from God. And therefore, praise should be continually in our mouth. We must give God our nonstop appreciation for His nonstop compassion, for His nonstop love, for His nonstop kindness, for His nonstop blessings, because His mercies that endure forever are even new this morning. His mercies are new for us this morning. And listen, I'm not saying that you have to go through life, thank you God, thank you God, thank you God, thank you God. You know, we're not trying to be ridiculous here. But we're saying in our mind, in our heart, and even occasionally on our lips, there's always that, and I talked about it last week, that God consciousness. And I may preach about it next week, that God consciousness. that where we realize this food I'm eating is a blessing from God. The strength that I have to go to work this morning is a blessing from God. My family is a blessing from God. The car I'm driving, the home I'm sleeping in, is a blessing from God. The clothes I'm wearing are a blessing from God. Every good gift comes down from the Father above, and we ought to consciously be acknowledging that God is very, very good to us all the time. All the time. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 15. Hebrews 13, 15. I guess what I'm trying to say is a thankfulness to God is not something we reserve to a holiday once a year. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I hope that you're thankful. And I hope that when your family gathers here in about, 10, 11 days, something like that, and you gather around with your family and you gather around your beautiful table, I hope that you take the time to thank God for his many blessings upon you. But for the Christian, we don't relegate Thanksgiving to one day a year. It is continual. It is a consciousness that God is always good. Hebrews 13 and verse number 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. What? What's the next word? Continually, that is the praise of our lips giving thanks to his name. I've given this illustration before, probably, you know, a few years ago on Thanksgiving, and but I'll give it again. We pulled into a little party store years ago. I was probably 15 years old, and Dad said to me and my sister, you guys can go in and you can get a pop. We called it pop, you know, we were from Michigan, called it pop. You go in and get a soda, and you get a candy bar. And I remember the store. I mean, listen, this is 38 years ago, maybe. I remember the store. I remember the corner. I remember the stoplight that I got chewed out at. I remember it. I could take you there today. I sat in the back seat. I opened my candy bar, shoved it in my mouth. And my dad turned around and he said, did you thank God for that? And you know what my response was? No, it's just a candy bar. No, it's just a candy bar. I didn't thank God for that. And I'll never forget the look in his eyes as he turned around at that stoplight and looked at me and said, boy, I think you're getting unthankful. Now, to this day, I don't thank God for my candy bars, okay? I don't do that. But that helped me to have an awareness of all the good things that God has done for me, and to not overlook those things, and to not overlook, listen, and to not overlook the simple things. The simple things, you know? Oh, we thank God for the big things, the huge things, but what about the very simple things? By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So number one, our thanksgiving should be continual. Our mind, our heart, our consciousness should be the fact that every good thing that we enjoy comes from God. Number two, our thanksgiving should be comprehensive. He says in our text, giving thanks always for all things. For all things. We should not be selective or biased in our thanksgiving to God. If we don't recognize God for all the wonderful things that he has done, we've missed the mark. We should thank him for all things. All right? And again, my dad was not that far off the mark. We should give God thankfulness for all things. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, if you have a Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God's will is that we give Him thanks for everything. Oh, that's just something small. Oh, that's insignificant. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. You know, honestly, just bear with me here for a second, but do you realize how many things in our daily life that we really take for granted? We don't even think about them. We just take them for granted. They've always been there. We've always had them. Whatever. We don't know what it is to live life without it. We don't know, you know. We don't realize that how inconvenienced and how difficult life would be without it. It's just something small and insignificant. But as I said before, James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. We should thank God for all things. You say, well, what if it's something that I don't like? What if it's something that bothers me? What if it's something that hurts me? Listen, we've dealt with this before. You can find God in all things. And you can find His goodness in all things. Do you hear me, church? You can find the goodness of God in all things. You tell me something bad, and I will, if I know anything about that situation, I will point out this. Look at God's goodness here. Look what God did here. Thank God for this here. God's goodness can be seen in all things. You have to understand one thing. If you're a Christian, God loves you. You're His child, okay? You're His child. He pities us as a father pities his children. God is good. Would we agree with that God is good? Does God make mistakes? Does He? Are you sure? God makes no mistakes, right? None. So that thing that you don't like, that thing that bothers you, that thing that upsets you, you have to still acknowledge God is good and God makes no mistakes. And the goodness of God can be seen somewhere in this. Because God only does good for me. I'm His child and God only does good for His child. Amen. God only does or allows to happen to us what is for His glory and what is for our good. And so our thanksgiving should not only be continual, but it should be comprehensive and it should be all things. Listen, if you say, well, this thing right here, I can't be thankful for it. Well, you need to look. You need to look at that thing. And you need to find the goodness of God in it. Number three, our thanksgiving should be concentrated upon God the Father. According to our verse, our thanksgiving should be to God the Father. You know, one of the things about those who don't believe in God and yet they try to be thankful, it's that they don't really have anybody to be thankful to. Who do they have to be thankful to? You know, our thanks is not to be generic to nobody in particular. When you are thankful and you express thanksgiving, it's got to be towards someone. I'm thankful for this. Well, who are you thankful to for it? Thanksgiving has to be directed somewhere. And we must be able to acknowledge God as our Father and as the giver of all good things. Thanksgiving goes to God. And even, listen, even if you do something kind for me, I will try to do my very best to thank you, but I am also going to thank God. Because I realize that what you have done for me ultimately is God. God's overseeing things. God taking care of me. God blessing me. God helping me. God being kind to me through other people. All things go back to God. We must thank God and God alone. We not only offer thanks, but we owe Him thanks. Look at Psalm 50. We'll be done in a few minutes. Psalm 50. We owe God thanks. And so don't be just generically thankful. Don't just throw your thanks into the air. Because it means nothing. Thanksgiving means nothing unless it is directed to someone. Yes? Thanksgiving means nothing unless it is directed to someone. Psalm 50, look at verse number 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. The Bible says we are to give Him the praise that is due His name. Our thanksgiving must be concentrated on God our Father. And it is not something that we should give out of love only, but it is something that is due to His name. It is a vow. It is, as we read earlier, it is the sacrifice of the praise of our lips. God does not, since Christ came and died on Calvary, God no longer demands animal sacrifices. Are you not glad for just that very simple point? Amen. There are a lot of wonderful things about living in the age of grace, in the day of grace, and that is that Christ is our sacrifice, and He died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and we don't offer sacrifices, animal sacrifices. But the sacrifice comes from your lips. The sacrifice of praise comes to your lips, and it is due unto God. It is a vow that you owe to God. Not just to the thin air, not just to nobody, to God. And if we were to take careful examination of all the blessings that are evident and all the moments of deliverance that God has done for us and all the healings that He has done for us and all the blessings that He has poured upon us, we would certainly be able to say that only God could do such things. I hope that as a Christian, you are aware that many of the things that you enjoy and many of the things that happens to you, only God could do. Only God could do. Psalm 75 and verse number 1. Psalm 75 verse 1. Our thanksgiving should be concentrated on God. 75:1. Unto Thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto Thee do we give thanks, for that Thy name is near, Thy wondrous works declare. Unto Thee, O God, unto Thee do we give thanks. In other words, it's not just enough to, listen, it's not just enough to feel thankful, but we should, with our words, direct our thanksgiving toward God. You know, when we do things for other people, it's not enough that they feel thanksgiving in their heart. We would kind of like to, you know, hear them say it with their mouth. That's the way it should be. I'm glad you are thankful in your heart. Now express that. Express that. Say it. Open your mouth and say thank you. Send a card and say thank you. It's not enough that you feel it inside, but you have to direct it to people so they know that you are thankful. It is more blessed to give than receive. And people like to know that you have appreciated it and it has been a help to you, and that is part of the blessing, that you are appreciative. And it's going to help you. It's going to be a blessing to you. But our thanksgiving needs to be directed toward God. Unto Thee, O God, unto Thee. So first of all, our thanksgiving should be continual. Morning till evening, we have reason to be thankful to God. Our thanksgiving should be comprehensive. It should be for all things. Not just the things we really, really like super much, you know, a whole lot, but all things. Three, our thanksgiving should be concentrated to God the Father. We should give thanks to somebody. And then lastly, our thanksgiving should be in Christ Jesus. He says in our text, Ephesians 5 and verse number 20, in the name, we give thanks to God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, because God the Father has ordained that all things exist in Christ, and it's in Christ that we live and move and have our being, that our thanksgiving should be in Christ. See here, now listen. Listen. I just said that our thanksgiving should be concentrated to God. It's like the person who does not believe in God. Who is he or she thankful to? All right, so here's a person who believes in God and they thank God, but they do not thank God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Thanksgiving comes to God through Christ the Lord. Just as prayer comes to God through Christ the Lord. In other words, here's what I'm saying. You can have no relationship with God outside His Son Jesus Christ. And that means that you cannot really express your thanksgiving to God unless it comes through Jesus Christ. All things through Christ. Listen, you know that we have access to God through prayer through Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Our thanksgiving goes through Christ. Everything that we do toward God, everything that we do with God goes through Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. We read this earlier. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Listen, we know that if we speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God will hear us. All things are to be done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I close with one last verse. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Listen, we come to God through the name of Jesus Christ. And so, the atheist, the one who does not believe in God, or the agnostic, the one who's not sure of God,